Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I do want to talk about an interesting email we got here. Hi, Niall. Can you talk about my situation, please, and not mention my name? Myself and my ex-wife broke up over 8 months ago over an affair she was having with her co-worker, who she is still in a relationship with. She announced to me that she's taking our two daughters on holidays to Spain. Our daughters are 12 and 14 years of age, and she's already told them that they're going away, and you can imagine their excitement after the year we've had. I've told her that I didn't want my daughters going on a holiday with a man that I don't even know. We've had back and forth arguments about this, and she said it's only a courtesy saying it to me because they've already booked the holiday. Now, little my friend, you can't take the children on holiday without your wife's permission. But anyway, my ex and I don't get along, obviously. For that reason, I won't get along with her boyfriend. I don't know him and don't want to know him. He broke up our marriage and I have no interest in meeting him. I'm furious. I have no rights as a father. So, basic situation, his missus had an affair, she's with a new boyfriend, 8 months, and now wants to bring their two daughters, on holidays for 2 weeks, or whatever it is, to Spain with the new boyfriend, and he's not happy. And the wife is saying, well, look, if you want to meet him, you know, I mean, I'll introduce you to him. If you don't know him, you're saying you don't know him, I'll introduce you. I don't want to meet him. He broke up our marriage. I have no interest in him. And I can understand that completely. I mean, why would he want to meet the guy that's destroyed his life? He wouldn't want to be friends with him. But he doesn't trust him. And they're his daughters. And he's saying, you're not bringing my daughters away on holidays with that clown. Not a chance. I don't even know him. Don't know him from Adam. He's a stranger to me. Is he right? Can you understand his frustration? Or, I mean, what do you think of this guy's message? Do you think he's being a bit unreasonable for not wanting his teenage daughters to go on holiday with the ex and her boyfriend? Or maybe you understand his frustration. Obviously, he's a man scorned as well, isn't he? I want to get your thoughts on it. Is this dad being unreasonable, not letting his daughters go away with the wife and the tow rag she had an affair with? The number is 087-188-0008. Is he being unreasonable by not letting his daughters go? You know, I mean, they're young girls, two young girls, and they are going away on a holiday with a man, to him, that's a strange man. Simon, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you?
I'm good, Niall. How are you?
Good. Have you got a cat?
Have I got a cat?
Yeah.
No.
No, because isn't there famous books out called Simon's Cat? I just thought you might have had a cat.
Yeah. No, I don't like cats because they rub against your trousers and they leave hairs. Yeah,
they do. They tend to do that, all right.
Especially when you're going to work.
Yeah, yeah.
They're okay when you got a pair of shorts on.
Simon, I mean, what should this guy do? I mean, obviously he's a man scorned. There's no doubt about that. His wife has left him for the younger model in work. And now, you know, the younger model in work wants to bring his kids away on holidays. And I suppose he feels a bit threatened as a father, maybe.
I've been there.
Okay.
I've been there. I'm 53 now, so my daughter's 21. So I was there when she was 7. Unfortunately, I used to put so much time into work, so much time into my daughter, so much time going to the gym, that I didn't kind of think of my wife as much as I should have.
Right.
And unfortunately, one thing led to another, and you know yourself. So we split up, and I was devastated. I'll admit it. I won't be macho about it, you know.
Yeah, brokenhearted. Yeah,
I was brokenhearted. You know, I put so much effort into buying the house, into a fire, into you know, the usual.
Yeah, and it's not just the missing her part. It was missing your family and losing everything. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and then I was so worried about my daughter, but because I was married, I knew the law would you know be on. So because no matter what happens, whether you don't have an affair, the law will always go on the side of the women back then, you know, the mother,
yeah.
You know.
Still does, by the way. But however, yeah.
I only bought a car there a few months earlier. I gave her the car. We done the house thing. We done, you know, I thought of my daughter 110%. That's the way I had to do it, even though I was hurt, you know.
Yeah.
Well, what happened then was I went through the, you know, the bitter stage, the angry, you know, but I had to I said, right, I'll go and have a few pints. And I wasn't a drinking man. And I remember walking into the pub one day. It must have been about 6 weeks I went into, you know, like a finished work, go for a few pints, finish weekend, go for drinks. And I walked in and I just looked at the people in there, the happy, well, some miserable faces. I just went, oh, stop this. This isn't me. You know, my daughter's there. So I said, I said to my wife, I said, look, I'll have the daughter every weekend. So I'd have her every weekend till she was 17, you know, and I put my life, work and my daughter, and then eventually a few years later I got a new partner. But when she was, obviously when somebody's with somebody else, you're hurt, you think, oh, you know, but you have to kick back on yourself for the reasons these things happened and whatever. Look, it's going to hurt you. But the problem is, it's not, you know, when you say, oh, I'm going away with another man, going away with this, or going away on holidays.
With my kids, yeah.
With my kids. So what would he like them to do? Lock them in a room, not take them on holidays? At least he's taking them on holidays. I mean, you're going to see your kids. I mean, I've had it with Simone. Like, my wife is a very long-time partner now. You know, we say hello. You know, I don't really ever in-depth conversation with him, but I knew enough to suss out whether he was a good or a decent guy or whatever, you know. And he is, and he's proved it over time. But you must think of one thing in this. Forget yourself and your needs and your bitterness, your scarness, your you know, whatever you think in your head. You know, bite the bullet and think of your children. You have to. Because now Simone's 21, she's going to college, she's working for Tulsa for the summer. You know, she's grown up grounded.
She's a woman now. She's a woman, yeah. Yeah.
She's never once caused me any problems in life. We myself and
you must be very proud of her. Yeah, I am,
and not just because she's my child, but I'd be proud if that was my neighbour's child that went through the same as she went through. You know what I mean? Because everybody thinks their own brown cow in the field is the loveliest cow. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. So you think he needs to let go? Is what you're saying?
But I'll tell you why. Like, he'll still have his children, right? If he's any decent of a fella, he'll still see his children all the time, but. The way I say it, when children grow up, they're impressionable. They're teenagers. They're impressionable. You have to think that they're impressionable. They're looking forward to going on holidays. Let them go on their holiday. You know, they're with their mother. They'll be, please God, in a safe environment.
But it took you a long time to think to yourself, okay, let's just bygones be bygones. The guy is a decent guy that your missus is with now, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It took you a while to come to that realisation. I mean, he's only 8 months out of this situation, clearly his wife, maybe he loved his wife. She's had an affair with this guy who he believes is obviously a scoundrel because he had an affair with his missus. And now this scoundrel wants to take his two daughters away on holidays. So you can see why he feels very threatened by that.
You can't take what you have. Yeah, I know, but I go through the same thing, but you've got to think of the children. You've got to think, for the simple reason is, if you start causing hassle and the mother gets tension and then there's arguments, it'll affect the children.
Yeah, but he is right to want to know where they're staying, you know, what the room arrangements. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And another thing, if he's married, he'll have to give permission.
Oh, he'll have to give permission, of course, yeah.
You have to give permission and all that. So, like, you're not, you know, you, like, cross the eyes
I don't know whether that permission extend to EU countries. I know of people who've gone away without permission and it hasn't been checked. Now I know it's random and you can be checked.
You search for it. I looked for it. I looked for any time like that. I said, because you have to sign stuff, you know, especially, you know, children.
Yeah.
You have to sign stuff. But look, he's going to be 8 months. I mean, you should be, to be honest, getting a little bit. I mean, I was married for 10 years. You should be getting. And then Simone was 7, so you should be getting a bit used to it. You know, it's up to yourself.
Yeah, well, we'll stay there just for a second, because Martin, you're not ideal. Martin, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How are you doing?
No, not too bad. It's nice to hear from you again. I won't tell you how nice the weather is. Just look at the office. You were talking about how warm your office was the other night.
It's not as bad today. It's not as bad today as it was the other night, I'll be honest with you. Somebody must have fixed the air conditioning.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Ashley has just said in my ear, I did. Thank you, Ashley.
Okay. Well, anyway, Simon, I just want to say to Simon. Simon, yes, I agree with you. Children come first, but I definitely see it in a different way that you do. And Niall is right. You're seeing it in the longevity over time. This is 8 months, and not only that, it's quite acrimonious. And whatever has gone on in the relationship, it's been 5'4", obviously, because she went off and had an extramarital affair, and she wanted something else in her life. That's absolutely fine. 8 months, though, okay, of an extramarital affair, she's found out, and so on, a certain amount of time has passed, and all of a sudden she booked a holiday with two kids and this other guy. That is extremely inappropriate. On her part, she may well need it to leave the family home, and that's absolutely fine. But by Jesus, those poor children are going away on holiday with a man. Okay, she may have a certain amount of trust because she's infatuated with love, first of all. And she may well know some of his background. She may well know some of his family. He knows nothing about them. They're the obvious thing, right? It's just, to me, it's just poor communication and dangerous, because what she's created is real bitterness, real anger. If she really wanted out of that relationship, she could have said, "We're done. I'm sorry. I need a break from all of this. I'm out of it." Even if she was having an American an affair, she could have been straight up from the get-go. "I'm not happy. I'm really sorry." And, you know, 8 months down the road, I'm 7 years separated. And thankfully, I don't have a halo around my head, but thankfully, we always felt, you know what I mean? But I just mean
it from
the point of view, Simon.
Lads, I'm four weeks divorced. Is this like the is this a divorce men's club on the air today? Yeah. Isn't it?
Well, I'm going through divorce at the moment right now as we speak. And
God love you.
Well, no, it's all amicable. Thanks.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm one of the lucky ones. Right?
Okay. The point you're making, Martin, is it's too soon, and maybe she could have came to him before she booked the holiday and said, "Listen, I'm thinking about this. How do you feel about it?"
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Look, the affair is the affair. And look, two wrongs don't make a right. But she could be apologised. I'm really sorry. This hasn't worked out. And like all she's done is create a fire and a deeper fire by pushing ahead with this. And I'm not sure about the legal arrangements, like you said, in Europe. But certainly, consent is required. Signatures required. He shouldn't force that point. If he's listening, he shouldn't force that, simply because the children have now been informed. Bad form.
Okay, so I want you, Martin, you're in this situation, let's just say.
Yes.
You know, what would you do? Would you stick to your guns like this guy, you know, saying he's furious, he's no rights as a father, blah, 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 blah? Well, he has got rights.
I wouldn't be that kind of, in that legal terminology, but I would be a person that would want to communicate. And so I would definitely say, "Look, let me meet him. Let's talk this out. Let's talk face to face."
Yeah, but
let's
would you really want to meet the guy? I mean, you're still raw, you know, eight months later. Would you really want to meet the guy and have some sort of civilized conversation with the guy who essentially stole your wife and destroyed your marriage?
Okay, and with respect to you, that's a little bit dramatic. It's probably the truth, but it's a bit dramatic. The bottom line is, the cold face of it is, he doesn't know this man. There's bitterness between him and his wife. They need to resolve that at some level, because at the end of the day, it's like going camping in the woods, even if it's not away in a foreign country. You're still going off with his children. So if that was me as a father, I would certainly want to know who's about.
And know his background and know a little bit about him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. So in other words, he might be a tow rag and destroy my marriage, but he might be a nice guy.
He might be. Look, you have to at least have some level of communication, no matter how hard that is. You kind of have to man up, because these are his children. And I don't want to sound cold, but these are his children. He needs to dig a bit deeper and talk to her.
Yeah. Fair point, Simon, isn't it?
It's like two matches backwards now.
Yeah, Simon, it is a fair point that Martin makes.
Well, I'm not saying it's right, because as I said, myself and both
of them. Are you on a speakerphone, Simon? You sound a bit muffled.
No, I'm okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's better. You had it up to your shoulder, probably.
Like, we've been through, I'm 14 years down the line, so it's probably, the pill is probably a bit sweeter now than it was 14 years ago.
Yeah.
But the way I look at it, unfortunately, what she's done, I'm not saying what she's done is right, but see, the worst thing she done there was tell the children before she discussed
Absolutely.
It with him.
That was the
That's
problem.
The problem, I think, would be the root of it, because now she's after putting the children into a position like God knows with them. They might never been on a holiday in their lives.
Yeah, and they're mad excited about going. Yeah, and now she's just rubbed the ex up the wrong way altogether.
Yeah, and he's got to kind of think of that as well.
Well, do me a favour. Stay there, lads, because I have to go to a break. Keep texting. Keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. What advice would you give to this husband who doesn't want to let his kids go away with the man who had an affair with his wife? Let's listen to some of your audio messages that you've been sending in on WhatsApp.
No is your answer to that. They're my kids, and I say they're going nowhere for 2 weeks with some stranger. Disgusted, I'd be.
Right, but you've nailed your colours to the mast, that's for sure.
No!
I love the singing there. I just love the singing. Let me see. What else we got?
Hi, Niall. Good afternoon. Love the show. Paul here. Can't come on, unfortunately. But, however, under no circumstances would I allow those girls, my daughters, to go away with a man I don't even know. And obviously knew that this woman was married. And, you know, it takes two to tango. But, you know, why go there? You know, I mean, why go there? Another man's happiness, another man's family. Broke up the whole thing and now wants to take the girls away on holidays. Absolutely not. Incidentally, he's not a tow rag. That's too good a name for him. He's a scumbag. Love the show. Thanks.
I couldn't agree with you more. Let me just stay there, Martin. Let me just go to David as well. David in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, David?
Hi, how are you, Niall? Nice to be on the show.
Good.
I was on a similar, I had a similar situation where my marriage broke up and I had small kids. I think the key is to talk to your kids. I mean, if there's anything underlined or something that's going to happen, the kids are the first tellers of it, really.
Right, so ask them how they feel about going.
Yeah, how they feel about going and how generally they feel about the chapters there. You know, because
right.
if they're scared to go back, to their mother, if it hasn't for the weekend and there's something up, you will always be the first to know. I understand where he's coming from. You just want to take him out and kick his arse, really, you know, for what he's done.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's the kids are the most important thing. We as adults, we will always get over what's going on. Might take us a while, but I think if the chap talks to his kids, nah.
Yeah, but it's a bit unfair what the missus has done, that she's booked the holiday, told the kids, before she actually spoke to the husband. And more or less said to the husband, well, we're bringing them and that's it, like.
Yeah, I'd be fuming as well, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you wouldn't be happy, buddy.
No.
No.
But I would try for the sake of the kids just to talk.
But would you let them go? You see, you definitely, you'd let them go, would you?
No, not unless I went and talked to the chap. Okay, I feel like put them in the boot of a car and get rid of them.
But there's nothing this chap is going to say to you to make you like him, because he's just destroyed your marriage. Well, with your missus, by the way. But
of course, he definitely he's a Tory. You know, that would give me more pleasure than
yes, Martin.
I'll have to go on, but I just want to make the point. Look, there's a lot of empathy. Of course, it's all about children, right? And the children should go on that holiday. I just wish mum had a little bit of a little bit of insight that this could have all been easily resolved if she just had have opened up about not being in a good relationship. Yes, he's a tow rag. All of these things you said in your introduction, Niall. And to make reference to your caller on the voicemail, like, I totally get that sentiment of, you know, don't let them go, don't let them go. I don't know what the legal status is there in that regard. Obviously,
well, you don't have to let them go.
No.
Under the age of 16. I think it's 16, yeah.
Yeah, so it is kind of a dilemma for him because obviously mum has told the kids. But here's the thing. First feeling, for young children at that age, they won't lose that much. You know, if dad says no, they may feel themselves resentful towards dad for doing it. I hope mum isn't that nasty that she would get into that. It's wrong for her to do what she did. Mm. And I just wish, if he's listening, to find to get his listener on with it, ask, deal with this if she's not listening, if she's not reasonable.
Okay, listen, I've run out of time. Great advice, both of you lads. Listen, thank you very much indeed. And I'm sure that person's listening, they've got good advice.
How you doing, Niall? Good afternoon. Just a quick one for you based on what you're talking about. And I can't come on the show. Love to. But, I think, personally, I wouldn't be happy. I'd be having the same kind of feelings as that guy is having right now. But what I would say is that if he intervenes and tries to stop the children from going on the holiday, they'll know soon enough that it was him that stopped them, and they'll automatically build a barrier against their own father. He'll become the villain and the baddie. So unfortunately, in his case, his situation now, he's going to have to just accept the conditions and just let them go away for his own future happiness with his children.
All right, good advice. And I recognise that voice, by the way.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.